Alright, so we are back. We are back with Bosom Friends. Here we're going to play a game called If People Were Food. I'm here with Brooks May, Kelly Johnson, Nita Harris, and Rachel Poke. And I am your host, Chase Smith. Thank you for joining us for If People Were Food. The first person up is President Obama. If people were food, what food would President Obama be?
I know all the ones I'm...
I feel like all of us are just going to our face.
It's not a trap. These are all people you know.
I wish.
Just I don't personally know him.
President Obama.
I don't know why s'more keeps coming up.
I was going to say marshmallow.
Okay. Ooh. Let's explore this.
That's weird.
S'more marshmallow. We don't need an explanation, but that's where my head is.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. I like that. S'more.
S'more.
Anyone else?
I was going to say the Eggs Benedict at the Promontory in Hyde Park.
That's so specific.
That's very specific. Okay. I know.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
He's like a stick of beef jerky.
Like highly overrated, but also.
But like some people love it.
But if you don't care about beef, why do you care about beef jerky?
He's a popcorn kernel because it's got mad ups.
Oh my god.
I like it.
I
like it.
What's a food with a gambling problem?
Peanuts.
Yeah. Chips.
Oh!
Yeah, I get that.
Chips. Nice. That's all right. Better. Hillary Clinton.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Oh, that's good.
In a bag, swag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I concur. Hot sauce sounds good.
Anything else other than hot sauce?
Okay, do you know those, like, popsicles that aren't really popsicles? They're, like, the fruit ones, but they have, like... They have, like, it's strawberry shortcake or something, but it has, like, on the outside, crunchies.
Oh, yeah,
the crumblies.
Those are great.
What is that called?
I think it's,
drumsticks.
Shortcake. That's it.
It's not a drumstick.
It's
ice cream?
Yeah,
good humor.
Yeah, it's a good humor. I think it's a strawberry
shortcake.
But
it's, like, a strawberry one.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. You can get them at Wrigley
Field. It's like a
cousin to a drumstick.
Yeah.
All right. If people were food, you know the next one's got to be Donald Trump. If people were
obvious
food.
The obvious answer is Cheeto.
Yeah. Really good. Ooh. Old carrot that rolls under the fridge.
I was going to say a carrot.
Like pretty racist carrot.
Yeah. A racist carrot. This
guy.
I was thinking
maybe like a chicken wing. I don't know. That somebody left on the sidewalk.
Why are there always chicken
wings? Picturing the fact that his hair is so much bigger than
we're big fans here.
That's good.
All right, Amy Schumer. If people were food, Amy Schumer would be
the stem of a cherry.
Okay.
Something vanilla.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Like
thing.
Vanilla
pudding. Vanilla pudding. That's good.
Vanilla pudding.
Something with vodka.
And I was thinking maybe like vanilla vodka, like something that you think is a really good idea, but then after it's not.
Yeah, like
I know Amy Schumer. She's
cake Smirnoff that 18 to 22 year old girls in like Nantucket like.
Yeah. It's 18 to 21 year olds everywhere.
What is that stuff? The like whipped cream that's alcohol whipped cream.
Oh yeah, just
whipped lightning.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know it had a more sophisticated name than alcohol whipped cream.
Yeah.
All right, if people were food, Tom Brady would be.
Who's Tom Brady?
Deflategate.
Tom Brady's the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Oh. Maybe like a cream puff because it deflates. I don't know.
Us all American string cheese you forgot was in the crisper.
Who
big
fan.
What
he's in a crisper.
I do. We. I don't know why. That I found string cheese in my crisper.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
What's a food that lies to you?
All right, I'll just edit this one out.
You're asking the bosom friends about.
I don't know who Tom Brady is or what he looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, his wife is Giselle.
Yeah.
Okay, give us her.
No.
Okay, never mind. Give us who you're gonna give.
Okay, if people were food, Oprah would be.
Truffles.
Or she'd have to be like a lean cuisine or something.
Yeah,
she
would be like 100K calorie snack pack of
like those Oreos things. That like are not Oreos. The like the wafer ones.
Wafers. No. Yeah.
I'm disappointed. There is so much more to her than her weight loss.
Disagree. I think truffles are the answer.
That she herself hunted for.
Yeah. They're very expensive.
With Nate Berkus.
Yeah. They're very expensive. She's a bazillionaire.
I'm thinking like maybe like a pizza that is somehow like magically delivered to America from Italy, like instantly because she's so rich she can do that.
Blackberry and
bread. And it's full of bread. Oh, she loves bread.
That's good.
I love bread.
But it's like amazing at the same time. Okay.
All right, two more. If people were food, Justin Timberlake would be.
We're going to let Nita take this. God.
She's leaning back in her chair. She's patting herself.
What's the most overrated food?
Ramen noodles.
No.
And his hair looks like that.
His hair did
look like that. His hair doesn't look like that in 20 years.
What is an overrated food? An overrated food?
Sushi.
No. This is controversial.
An overrated. I don't know.
Chicago
I like
style
food.
Pizza.
Oh! Yeah, Justin Timberlake is Chicago style pizza that you waited 60 minutes for at the Giordano's.
Mm. Yeah, and then while you were waiting, you had to listen to that f***ing troll song 4 times.
Sounds like a great experience.
I'm sure it happens it every day at Lumo Maddie's.
I bet it does.
You end the
My
night
mom
on
is there
toilet.
Right now.
He's just a nice. Cheese-induced IBS explosion. No,
yeah!
Man.
I love Justin.
I feel like...
I know, I really like him too.
All right. So, final one. If food were people, Jake Gunst would be...
oh, man.
Jeez.
This is Brooks' boyfriend, by the way.
I know what Jake would say. He would say Jake sauce, which is a sauce that he makes out of, like, peanut butter. I don't want to give it away. I think he thinks it's a secret, but it's really...
Oh, you have to... All right, give us one more ingredient.
It's peanut butter and ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
He puts it, like, on everything. It's not Jake sauce.
Oh, no.
That could be a new life hack video.
Sorry, honey.
I hate to go back to the IBS thing, but that sounds really... like code red sauce.
Code red.
Jake could also be code red, maybe. He has like or iced coffee. I know him too well. You guys.
I was gonna say an egg roll because he lives in Chinatown.
Oh.
Oh man.
But also, he could be an egg roll.
He could be an egg roll.
Man.
Kelly.
I know. I'm trying to think of something that is just like. Always lovely. Drives you home from places. Always makes appropriate jokes, but food doesn't do that.
McDonald's!
Maybe like a late night
it's
bowl
always cigar. Oh my God! Jake is a Happy Meal from McDonald's that comes with a Pokemon toy. That is exactly what he is, because one time for his birthday, I got Jake the Happy Meal. I got him a Happy Meal with a Pokemon toy, and he was like, this is the best birthday present I've ever received, after Brooks actually spent a lot of time and thought.
And he still has it, and it's still his favorite gift.
So that's so good.
That's what he is.
Thanks, that's good.
All right, well, that was the first game of If People Were Food. What do you guys think?
It was really fun.
It was extremely fun.
I'd like to play it again.
Yeah.
I could play this for another hour.
Yeah.
I know what we have. There's a market for this.
I think so. Just a card game. You just draw a person.
Yeah.
And then if people were food. Like you want to do a couple more? I can think of a couple more.
Yeah.
If people were food, Tina Fey would be.
A vanilla latte.
Cheesy blasters.
Yeah, much some night cheese.
Here comes cheesy blasters.
Oh, I got one. If people were food, James, is it Gordon or Corden?
Corden.
James Corden would be.
The guy that does
car karaoke.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love him.
Very sweet.
He's a really good singer.
We're very close.
I don't know. I thought of like a confetti cake pop at Starbucks.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh,
I
that's
thought
a good
of
answer.
A Teddy Graham.
Well, Teddy Graham works.
Oh, I really enjoyed his Crosswalk Beauty and the Beast, so I was thinking the Grey stuff.
So good.
It's delicious.
You were thinking what?
The Grey stuff from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Try the Grey stuff. It's delicious.
Wow, that
don't believe
really
me. Ask the
that's
dish.
A very specific reference.
It's very yummy at Disney World.
Nerd!
Oh, I see. It's an actual menu.
If people were food, Emma Watson would be.
Oh,
that's awesome.
She's a princess.
A crumpet.
A crumpet.
A scone.
A scone in a peplum top.
A chocolate chip scone that you think is going to be like really delicious, and then it lets you down.
No.
Yeah.
It would
be delicious. Which,
Beauty and the Beast wasn't a good movie.
Wrong. Oh my god, you're the first person to say that.
I went to see Beauty and the Beast by myself.
I did too!
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon in IMAX, and I cried at the end when everybody turned back into a rich person in a wig.
And it was all
see,
those,
that's
like,
why I didn't
people.
Like it. Was it, I didn't the cry.
Only,
oh,
I cried a couple of times. The only reason I went to see that movie is because Dan Stevens is in it.
I made the mistake of watching the animated version right before I went, and that was a mistake.
I just want to say that
no one's paid
Kelly and I had plans to go see it, and I still haven't seen it, so that's
so cool. I'm going again.
All right, well, our families are walking in from outside.
Yay!
That wraps
Party's
up
over.
If People Were Food. Thank you all so much. Oh my goodness, this was something that I wanted to have you guys out for fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us.
Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.